We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Maloney, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
When I look at Ohtani, he is big time. Babe Ruth, 33 home runs, batting 279. Got a 4-1 record with a 379 ERA as a pitcher. This brother is special. Make no mistake about it. But the fact that you got a foreign player that doesn't speak English, that needs an interpreter, believe it or not, I think contributes to harming the game to some degree when that's your box office appeal. It needs to be somebody like Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, those guys. And unfortunately, at this moment in time, that's not the case. And I understand that baseball is an international sport itself in terms of participation. But when you talk about an audience gravitating to the tube or to the ballpark to actually watch you, okay? I don't think it helps that the number one face is a dude that needs an interpreter so you can understand what the hell he's saying in this country. And that's what I'm trying to say.
Stephen A. Smith on ESPN taking an awful lot of heat today. I don't think he's making much sense, especially when he brings up the two white dudes, as he refers to them. Because I'm looking at the Home Run Derby tonight, and this Home Run Derby, to me, has very little appeal. You've got some father, brother, brother-in-law, or pitching coach who's throwing the ball 50 miles an hour, just setting it in the perfect spot so that you can hit a zillion home runs in as short a period of time as possible. And it's like Groundhog Day, the same home run, back, 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 back. That's all you get. And so I'm looking at the Derby bracket for tonight's game. And this is where I totally disagree with Stephen A. Shohei Ohtani, to me, is the one reason I want to watch this thing tonight. I think he is the face of baseball. I think he is exciting. He is doing something that nobody has ever done, including Babe Ruth. Mm-hmm. He is both pitching and he's hitting. He's pitching and he's leading off. And he's also hitting in the Home Run Derby, where most major leaguers are afraid to do it because they think it's going to screw up their swing in the second half of the year. To me, that's the type of player you want to be the face of your game, all right? And granted, he's learning the language. It's not that he needs an interpreter for everything. He's learning the language, and he knows he's got to learn the language. But you tell me, Christian, which names excite you? You've got Ohtani. You got Juan Soto, Salvatore Perez, Pete Alonso, Joey Gallo. He does excite me, by the way. Trevor Story, Matt Olson, Trey Mancini. What other names excite
Mancini's
you? Well,
Mancini's an interesting story just because of, you know, just overcoming cancer, that part of it. But no, it's easy, and it's not even close. It's first and a distant second. It's Shohei Ohtani.
He's
easily
a big attraction.
Yes. Easily. I would say forget about just baseball. Like, in all of sports right now, he's probably the most talked about athlete going right now.
Yes.
Easily.
Yeah. Like, if he loses in the first round, their ratings will be hurt. Their overall, what is it, 2 hours, 2.5, 3 hours? It's pretty long.
Seems like it's 8.
It will dip once he is out of it.
No, right? He's...
And oh my God, is he not going to be able to do like his little Gatorade timeout interview where he says, I'm just trying to catch my breath and get my timing down? How will we ever get by without that interview?
No, it's amazing to me that, and this is exactly what baseball needs. They need these like just unique, just, you know, different, just, you know, cool, like, you know, groundbreaking
cool.
type
cool
of guys.
Cool is a great word.
Yeah,
baseball needs to be cooler, and he's pretty freaking cool.
I would like to see more players come along, and I know teams are afraid to do it. But, Ohtani was able to set his own standards because he came over here and said, okay, the only way I'm going to do this is if you let me do both because I like pitching and I like hitting. I want to do both. And he's playing for an American League team. And so he wanted to do both, and he was able to dictate the terms. But wouldn't you like to see more guys? I've got to believe these athletes grow up, and they are the best hitters on all of their teams, best pitchers on all of their teams.
Yep.
Okay? So why wouldn't you want to see them do both? Now, granted, could it be a shorter career? Possibly. Instead of playing for 15 or 16 years, maybe your career is 10 years because you're doing more.
But why are you going to, like, you could do one or the other. Maybe an injury takes you out of one. Do the Rick Ankiel. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
It wasn't injury-based. It was he couldn't throw strikes anymore, but he went back to being an outfielder. Like, these are the best athletes. That's the most of them were the quarterback of their high school. They were the quarterback of the football team, the point guard on the basketball team, and they hit 600 and, you know, had an ERA below 2 as a pitcher. That's, you should foster that and allow that. And I don't know, from their perspectives, couldn't it be better? Like, I feel like pitchers could get burnt out. Like, pitching doesn't seem fun to me in that it's once every 5 days, and then everything else is like.
Oh, see, I would love it. I'm gonna.
Yeah, but you're the guy that would miss blocks to get out of things.
No,
I can't
only on special teams. Only on special teams, and it worked too. No. I guess it just depends on your personality.
Hitting is fun. I think hitting is the best part of baseball. I think a lot of people go into baseball. It's hitting, and that's what they want to do.
No,
I can
see that.
A guy to want to hit.
And plus, you can affect the game, you know, more often, obviously, than a pitcher.
See, here's an idea. You can make more money. Long term, if you prove you can do what Ohtani does, shouldn't you automatically become like the highest paid player ever?
Yeah.
You're going to give that guy $30 million a year? He only hits. Oh, you're giving that guy $30 million a year? He only pitches. I feel like the tight end argument. We do what the receivers do. We do what the tackles do, so double our salary.
But the only problem with that is, though, we'd have to look at his contract, though, as far as by the time he's able to make that big money, is he still doing both?
Why not?
No. What do you mean, why not? Because, even Babe Ruth himself talked about.
Has Tom Brady taught us nothing?
Have you looked at Ohtani's body shape first?
I don't know what his options are. One is, you know, arbitration or anything like that, but he's young, so it's probably not for a while.
Christian, Babe Ruth looked like me with probably an additional five inches of height.
We read the quote.
It was the pants.
Week.
They were bad for him.
We read the quote. Like, you can do it. Like, I don't think anyone believes that this guy is going to do this for 5 years straight.
Why not?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Open our minds. Expand our thoughts.
I am telling you that I do not believe this guy is going to be able to do both at a high level. Now, maybe he can come in and mop up duty, whatever, but doing it full time?
Why not?
A regular rotation? I don't think
you can. You know what I find is funny?
I think eventually, because when you're young, you can do anything. You can go out at night. You can drink all day. You can do anything you want. Wake up in the morning, play 18 holes of golf, do whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, when you get to, like, 27 and 28, even though you're young, you do slow down.
But that's the same for everybody.
Like, I'm not saying, you shouldn't make it.
But here's what I love.
I think that he's going to get screwed with that opportunity because eventually it'll splinter.
So we're talking about a sport right now, even with young 24, 25, 26-year-old pitchers, that when they pitch in National League ballparks, have to hit. And the managers don't, and we talked about this with Alex Cora, don't want them to get a hit.
Right.
Because they'll actually get on the base pass, and they actually have to exert some energy. And then they have to go back and pitch.
That crap-ass Garrett Richards performance, he got a hit. He was on second, and Eck was already making excuses like, oh, you wonder if he's going to be able to catch his breath and pitch. And he gave up runs the next inning, and they used it as a legitimate excuse.
And then we have this guy doing it in a game, leading the league in home runs, and also a great pitcher, and he's your leadoff hitter.
The reality is that
he's got to run.
There should be no designated hitter. Like the pitchers should be forced to hit.
No, they shouldn't.
I'm with Christian. They 10 years hit. From now. This needs to start at the, like everything in baseball, at the lower levels.
Oh, here we go.
And allow them to keep hitting.
Level.
No, let them keep hitting so that in 4 or 5 years, the guys that are coming out of high school now can hit and pitch.
They don't hit like Ohtani. How do you know? These pitchers today?
You want to bet?
Them. Watch National League Baseball.
What about Frankie Rodriguez?
Oh, my God.
Wasn't Frankie Rodriguez one of those that could hit and pitch?
Nah, he might have been.
They come along every once in a while, so now we need to foster more of them. But the game would be better off for it, whether they speak English or not.
But I think we all agree, though, that Ohtani is a big plus tonight in helping the viewing audience, and a big plus tomorrow night because these all-star games, they've jumped the shark. To me, I'm sick of them right now. They do nothing for me. I'll watch a little bit of it, and obviously I have to because of my job, but if I weren't working right now doing this, I might not watch an awful lot of this game because to me, they're boring. The Pro Bowl, sorry, big fella, boring.
Why are you saying? Wait,
boring.
I think it's boring. It's boring. They should do away with it.
Boring.
There's no need
NBA
for
all-star
NFL.
Game. Boring.
No, well, does it mean
NHL?
Do you really?
Boring. Well, boring to you or boring to everybody? That's the other
issue.
Well,
the audiences are awful now. Look at the ratings. Well, they're terrible.
That's a separate issue. I'm not big on the whole ratings, judges,
Why?
Interests.
That's how you judge
but
whether
it isn't.
People like it or not.
Not in today's day and age. Now it's about social media and highlights. And you know how many kids love NBA players but don't watch a single NBA game?
Yeah, which is
they see it
really
all off,
strange.
Off Twitter
right
and Instagram
yeah.
and highlights. Like, have you ever seen those accounts on Twitter that all they are is like House of Highlights or something? Like these people that have
my
somehow
favorite, my favorite one.
House of Highlights.
They have
oh, that's a different one.
They have
your house.
It's a totally different one. They have like millions of followers.
Yeah.
Kids follow and get their sports information through those avenues without actually sitting down to watch a game.
I know you're right about this. Well,
and I know, like, I hear kids talk about the gimmicky stuff, the All-Star game or the Home Run Derby. The trouble is, they don't actually watch it. I've sat with my son and his friends with the event on, and they're following the event through their phone.
Yeah.
Like, they're not actually watching the TV event.
How do you watch an NFL football game? Like, are you strictly just watching the game, or are you doing both? Because are you watching the game and getting updates, information, opinion,
sure.
analysis off your phone?
Depends what game it is.
What do you mean?
If I'm watching the Patriots, like my game, my team, yep. whatever, then I'm watching it in a focused manner. But if it's anything else, even if it's a good game, good Sunday night game, like Bucks, Packers, Brady, Rodgers, yeah, there's more room for me to
ingest
elsewhere.
So when you watch
elsewhere.
A Patriots game,
well,
like,
I get paid to do
focused
that,
in.
So I try to focus.
So I know, but
I know
you
skipped
so
the
do
draft,
I.
But I went.
So do I.
Wow.
But when you do it,
wow.
Because I feel like I cannot just sit there. I'm too curious about what Mike Giardi is tweeting about what he saw because he's at the game.
Yeah, I don't
I'm
care.
Curious. I am because it's like, I feel like you miss so much.
Now, Reese, I care about.
Yeah, the two mics. You have to pick a mic and pick the little one. I guess they're both little.
That's a tough
one. Here you go again.
I noticed.
It's the fourth little
he's a
person
heightist.
You've attacked today.
He's the heightist. Ultimate heightist.
God.
I'm a heightist.
Really?
I am.
How tall are you?
I believe that short people
how
have no reason to live.
How tall are you? Save that. How tall are you?
Don't worry about it.
Do you know you
don't
shrink
be worried.
After you?
Yeah,
after
how tall
you
did you
after
used
you hit
to
50,
be?
You're going to shrink, you know.
That's
you
fine.
Will shrink.
I'm too tall as it is.
No, okay. Good luck.
I can give some away.
Good luck. Talk to me when you're 5'9". It'll happen.
You're not 5'9".
No, you. It'll happen to you.
I say I'm 5'9".
Oh, I'd die to be 5'9". Are you kidding
me? Taller between? Should we put these two back to back to see who is taller?
Oh, this is what you're going to do.
Yeah.
You're going
to
ridicule.
Are we here to entertain you?
This is unbelievable.
He's like mocking
you.
Those are two freaks.
Oh, my God. He called us a freak.
Are you kidding me? No hair.
On a day that Stephen A. is taking heat, you are sitting there throwing stuff like this out here.
Spaz is short and he's bald.
And that's okay, and I'm going to get
hairy.
Paid after the show. I'm going to go down. I'm going to file a complaint
HR.
With HR.
What you should do is let me hook you up with Dr. Matthew Lepresti.
The emphasis
if it works,
their doctor.
Let's do it.
Can they put a full head
can
hair
just
on
take
that?
It off let's his chest it. And put it on his head because he's got plenty down
that's
there?
What
hey, Spaz, you can go down the hallway all you want. I don't think
there's nobody there.
The
hello, anybody home?
There's
no one over there.
I got to get some money away. We got to do something. We got to get money away.
Try to get it right this time.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
All right, we might have the right word here. Let's see. This hour's code word is play. Text play to 72881 right now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't you dare text and drive. All right, here we go.
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan.
You okay,
and I messed you up, buddy. I thought we were going to trending. That's my fault. Complete cluster F. My bad.
Yeah, okay.
You okay
back
now?
To Glenwood.
Don't worry about it. You're all right.
I'm
don't
good,
worry.
Man.
See how you
guys,
I love the way you guys support each other.
Yeah, little people together. Support
I'm
each other.
I'm too easy. I'm too easy going,
I tell you
man.
What, it's you make like, a mistake. Phew. You make a mistake, and you will pay the price today.
Tyler's tall.
You. Tyler is tall.
I mean, we band together.
Wait, can
right?
we be clear? There's no trending in this hour? Or is there trending?
12 minutes, man. 12 minutes.
There is a trending. It comes in a while.
It comes in a little bit. You'll cue me on it, right?
Somebody's got to
you. Like the training.
You cue me on it.
How's this work?
All right, can I get? I want to do this. I
what are we
do,
doing?
Because I want to get to Theo Epstein here. Can we grab the Theo Epstein comments out here? Theo Epstein, for the people here in Boston know, and he's been great. He was great with the Red Sox. He was great with the Cubs. He won championships with both. And so he's a hero. He'll go into the Hall of Fame. He is, you know, the boy wonder that made good, okay?
Yes.
But the reason when he came in here, he was part of this young, preppy, Ivy League
preppy.
Crew. They were. Yeah. All right. Ivy League guys who brought analytics to the game of baseball. And it had some positives because they were coming up with using numbers and percentages. They were coming up with schemes to give you a better opportunity to win games. But I also think it really kind of took away from some of the so-called entertainment and enjoyment of the game. We were talking earlier about people go to Fenway Park. They don't go necessarily to watch the game. Does anybody think that a majority of the people at Fenway Park are sitting there talking about the shift and the analytics and the percentage? No. They just want to sit back and enjoy the game. So I found it hypocritical of Theo Epstein. I'm not knocking it, but it certainly is hypocrisy at its best or worst that he goes on this CC Sabathia on with him on a podcast, and he now claims that we need to do something to cut out the analytics in the game because it's hurting the game of baseball.
I think almost everyone agrees it needs, you know, we could benefit from more action. We could benefit from a faster pace of play. You know, on fans, on average, the ideal time for a baseball game in theory would be 2.5 hours, you know, instead of 3+ hours like we have it now. I think putting the game back in the players' hands, right? So that you know, players are in the middle of the action. They you know, they're making decisions, using their instincts, dictating everything that happens on the field. So maybe, you know, analytics are great, but having a little bit of a firewall up so they don't creep so much onto the field. And then just bringing out more athleticism. We probably have the best athletes who've ever played the game playing now, but there's fewer and fewer opportunities for players to show their athleticism because the ball's not in play. So getting the ball back in play more. So all those things, you know, more ball in play, more athleticism, more action, faster pace of play. I think most people agree that's a better version of the game. It's something that we can, if we're thoughtful and intentional about it, I think we can attain over time. If the game constantly changes, it's just we've probably gone through a period the last 10, 20 years where we haven't had a lot of intent with how it's changing. It's been changing because organizations, players, outside organizations have been really thoughtful about optimizing performance, and that's changed the way the game's played on the field. But I think it's time that we start being intentional about changing it in a way that's pleasing for the fans, for the aesthetics of the game, for the entertainment value of the game.
Theo Epstein, I think he's been great in Boston and in Chicago, as I mentioned. But whose fault is what he just said?
His
fault.
His
fault.
And now that he's made his money, collected his rings, let's go back to having fun. Change things. No more Greek god of walks,
right.
And let's foul off some pitches so we can get to the middle reliever. None of this stuff that has ruined baseball that you made into your entire career. Your Hall of Fame career
exactly. Was
built on what you want to now get rid of. That's terrible.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of funny though.
Like,
yeah,
I now, like the idea.
Now he's thinking, how do I grow the business of baseball?
Yeah,
and when he said 2.5 hours, like, good luck. Right. On what planet are you going to have a professional baseball game end in 2.5 hours?
Seven.
Not unless you do seven innings.
Yeah,
right.
I'm in. Take some innings away. You know, take some batters out of the lineup.
I mean, start with a 2-1 count.
Yeah. Start with somebody on second base. I mean, he's trying, but the reality is, it's just, there's no fixing it.
But doesn't it feel
There's no fixing it.
Doesn't it feel dirty that he...
Do I feel dirty because of what he says?
No, him. It's like the criminal who breaks into your house and stole all your money now selling you the alarm system.
It's good. Yeah. I like that.
Like,
that's a good analogy.
It doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
I want it cleaned up, but I'm not sure I want him cleaning it up because he's the one who created... Although he probably best knows because he created the problem.
Right.
It's dirty.
Yeah,
was that new breed of baseball guys that came in here in the early 2000s, and that's what they did. They had a totally different look at baseball. And I think a majority of the people, when I say a majority of the people, I'm talking about 95% of the people that are sitting at that ballpark are not watching the game the same way that any of these baseball people are watching it today. I think 20 years ago, 25 years ago, they were. They were watching the same game. They had the same type of feel for this is going to happen next. This is what needs to happen. Now, you're sitting in the stands. I don't think you see the same game. Go ahead. But
do you actually think that if your kid, your son, our kids, their viewing habits are going to change because they changed the ball to make more balls in play? Like, you think the people are going to pay attention more because of how you actually changed the rules of the game, Glenn?
If you make it more entertaining.
Yeah. Why? So you're telling me so...
What do they say? The average... It's 4 minutes between, like, a ball put in play now on average?
I know, but...
Something silly. They're
still... I don't think they're worried about missing anything. We just did a whole segment on why they go to the games in the first place. They don't care about missing out on the action. They just want to be in the environment.
Yeah, but so at some point, doesn't that lose its draw? You can get drunk at any house on any street in any party or any club, whatever.
It's an expensive bar.
Yeah.
When you
even
pay
if you get
ticket,
in for
right.
$9 right. on a student ticket, the beers are really expensive.
Cover charge.
Well, I will
cover
also
charge,
say that.
That's what it is.
I will also say that. Don't you think, though, that Fenway has a different allure than other stadiums across the United States? Like Wrigley Field, Fenway Park. I mean, those are different than, you know, going to Safeco Field or whatever it is.
Well, there are certain cities right now in which baseball is having major problems. I hate to say dying, but they'll lose not here, so I guess I can say it. Some of those cities, it's not that case here
Tampa's
in Boston.
Always going to be dead.
It's not the case here in Boston. But I do believe that they're showing up now because the team is winning. But as Spaz said earlier, people are showing up at the ballpark because it's an event right now. They're not emotionally attached to the team. You could, as I said earlier, you could ask them, where are the Red Sox in the standings right now? And they wouldn't even know to look at the left field wall to find the answer to the question. They wouldn't know that. They might know what happens in the eighth inning, or they know somewhere along the line Neil Diamond's going to start singing.
You know,
it's different.
If stadiums, really any sport, like just wanted you to pay attention to the product on the field, they would not be putting TVs like, you know, where you sit. Like in Fenway Park, there's TVs, there's monitors. Look at the replays. They would not put those
on
even
before. Oh, I
think
they want you to see the game.
They would just say, watch.
No, but they want you to. They want you to see the game. That's different than the analytics that have taken over the game of baseball. I think that a lot of the people that watch the game and are at the game are totally confused with some of the analytics. And I think that's what Theo's saying right now. So to me, what you need to do is bring out more of the personality of these players. I want to see a guy have a hissy fit at the plate. I want to see a guy hit that home run and toss that bat and give me a little bit of attitude. I think that's how, if you're going to get that younger audience, it's got to be more of the entertainment, as you said, and the emotion, and not sit there and have not the manager manage his team anymore, but some computer upstairs basically telling the manager what we do in this situation because the computer is telling us this is what we're supposed to do. I think that's taking away from the game.
Yeah, but the analytics can still stay in the game and you can still have a fast game. Like if you talk about, you know, you drastically slow the game just because, you know, you have a note card in your hat that tells you where to line up when somebody, a certain player is hitting, like based on their tendencies. That needs to be in the game.
Well, they move people around, obviously, with the shift now.
I know, but that doesn't slow the, like, it's really, to me, it's simple, okay? Like, and it all starts with the freaking pitcher. Like, make that guy, like, just pitch it and then be done.
Oh, they
like,
should have done
speed,
that. They should have done that a long time
and
ago.
The batter. Everything else is just like you're trying to, you know, you're just trying to, like, you know, fix it, but you're not doing the right thing.
I hate to say it, but, you know, Matt Barnes has got himself a new contract here. And part of the reason I think he has a new contract, because, you know, he was a high draft pick and people were wondering what the hell was happening to him. Maybe the fact that they got him to pick up the pace on the mound might have been the difference right now of him being out of the league versus in the league with a new contract, getting an extension onto it. I think it's the pace. And, you know, it probably is a good thing for a lot of these guys, but they're set in old habits and baseball doesn't want to change.
I think the problem is that they try to fix the problem without fixing the right problem. Like, because they know that the real problem is the pitchers and the hitters and the batter's box in and out. Okay. So, but they know that the Major League Baseball Association is going to cry and bitch and complain, and the older pitchers are not going to want to change their mechanics or their routine at all because that's their livelihood. So I'm not going to do it. All right, so let's start with the young players down in the minors, and let's try to make sure those guys fix it so by the time they're in the majors, we don't have to, fix their issues. That, to me, is then you will have balls in play, but you'll also have a faster game. Like, just like they're trying to like go around it and make it better without just really forcing the issue.
Yeah, but Theo's talking about the analytics that now force you to, it's all about strikeouts. So there aren't enough balls put into play.
Strikeouts.
No, it's all about strikeouts.
Launch angle and strikeouts.
It's all about launch angle and strikeouts. It's not about putting the ball into play. You're not getting
plays. He said he wants the ball to be in place. Well, then he's talking about both sides of his mouth.
No, he is. What he's saying now is he's saying for the last 20 years, he has been all for hit or miss.
Right.
You either hit the home run or you miss and you get the strikeout. What he's finally discovered is that maybe it's not entertaining enough game because there's not enough action. So now he wants to get rid of some of the analytics, and he wants to go back to where we're going to make contact with the ball again.
And how do you do that?
You take the analytics
coaching,
away from the game and
off season emphasis.
I know, but you're talking, but you're. I think you guys are acting like
launch angle.
Like,
you change everything.
Yes.
Okay. So, but you go.
That has prep. Here's what you do. Here's what you do. You take guys who are phenomenal athletes. You put them up to the plate, and you say you do it your way, as opposed to taking them, making them robots. That's what they've done. In baseball, that's what they've done. They've taken them away and they've said, I don't care how much power you have on the right side, pull hitter or whatever. No, no, no. We're going to change your swing. We're going to change. And this is what you need to do based on what the numbers are telling us you need to do.
They've also done it on a basis where it's everyone. Like, everybody should be launching.
Everybody's the same.
Trying to hit it.
Everybody's the same.
Like, the days of, well, no, that's a guy that should be trying to hit the ball on the ground and run, or that's a guy that should be doing, like, there used to be far more different approaches, I think, to hitting than there is now. Now it's all launch angle. And this, I've heard a lot of AAU coaches talk about this. Like, this has trickled down, and there's people that, there's just programs that are built on launch angle. And it's like, not everybody should be trying to jack the ball out of the ballpark at 11 years old on their little local travel team. Like, line drive hitters, doubles hitters, like, 200-plus strikeouts used to be an aberration, right? You'd have, like, the big jack. Who was it? Like, Pete Incaviglia and some of those guys would just be trying to jack. Now, 200 strikeouts, people don't sneeze at. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's fine to strike out 200 times. Used to be if you struck out 200 times, you were not going to be in the major leagues for long, right, unless you were hitting 55 bombs.
But I think what he's discovering is all of those things helped his teams win more games.
Yes.
The problem is now that he's working for Major League Baseball, he's looking at it saying, oh, but, part of all of that is we've hurt the popularity of the game because people don't think it's entertaining enough. There was a time in the 90s, the early 90s, in which the NBA, your weaker teams like the Cavaliers at the time, wanted to slow everything down.
Right.
We're going to play in the 70s, okay? The Czar used to go out there and say, we're going to play in the 70s. Oh, my God, was that crappy basketball. He didn't care because it gave his team, lesser talent, a better opportunity
to win. And that's
his
job in that time.
Right.
Like, and that's why I'm in a weird spot with Theo, because I understand in the role he was in at the time he was in it, his job was to win for the Red Sox, a team that couldn't win. He did it. Was to win for the Cubs, a team that couldn't win, and he did it. But now he's telling me, well, you know that drug I gave you a free sample of? Now you got to pay for it. Like that, it feels dirty. There's just a sleaziness to it that it's him cleaning up the mess that he created.
Theo Epstein, the drug dealer. Okay, it makes all the sense in the world.
I'll clarify.
So
next.
Andy, you and I brought this up last week. We were both wondering, whatever happened to Cam Newton's documentary, 86 Nights or whatever, that he was waiting around? So believe it or not, today he released a little snippet of what we believe must have been part of this documentary of 86 Nights. And I don't understand why he released it. It doesn't make him look good. What is he doing? We'll let you hear some of it coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
He's the ultimate heightist.
God. I'm a heightist.
Really?
I am. I believe that short people have no reason to live.
Don't people got
sing it,
no reason
It's Randy Newman. Guy that has no talent, no voice.
Oh,
and he's
please.
From L.A. and he does an L.A. song. And the people out in California think he's great. He's wonderful.
Hey, typical. If you guys.
Please.
You guys
no James
like a,
Taylor.
If you
I can tell
were
you
like
that.
In a boy band. Please. What would you.
Me laughing. Short guys. I'm telling you. You're crossing the line today. You're crossing
Who would
the
be
line.
Beyonce out of you three?
Dude, hold on. Do you really believe?
Who would be Beyonce?
I was scared. I thought Christian was going to beat me up because I didn't have music for him.
I was
intimidated.
I tell you what, he would never do that to Tyler. You know why? Because Tyler's over 6 feet tall.
It's true.
It is.
It's
he would
true.
Never do it to Tyler.
He came in, he looked down on me, and I felt absolutely right. terrified.
He likes
I was
that. Looking down on people.
I was
you like that, don't you? Looking down on people.
It's not my fault that I have to physically look down to talk to you.
I came up to his waist as he's looking down at me, and I felt nervous.
See, like if you were a full time employee with us, I would make you.
Now he's gonna employ shame you.
So now you're saying I don't have a full time job because I'm short?
Wow.
I would make you walk around with a step stool.
But if that's what it takes to get a full time job, let's get one.
This
bro.
Is why Spaz
let's get
is
one.
Down.
Boy, you are desperate.
What are you kidding me?
See, but
I can't trust anybody.
Can I tell you this? You're laughing about this. You're not that far removed from where you're not going to be able to say what you have just been saying to us and the heightened challenge people in this studio. You're not going to be able to get away with it much longer.
My wife is short,
right?
I guess she is.
Go ahead, ridicule your wife, and we'll save the tape and we'll send it. Just, I know she's not listening.
Where are we going here?
What would you like to say about your wife? Feel free to say whatever you want about your wife.
One time I did say, I was like, I think I did call her short, and she was not happy about it.
Because it's not nice.
But I'm like, but technically, like, I'm tall. And like, and
we know you're tall. You don't have to rub it in.
But what is who determines
short is better?
Who's tall and who's short?
It'd be great if one day there were just like this cutter that came along, and anybody over 6 feet tall, it cut them off.
Wow.
Us, we'd be healthy, happy, and continue.
Hey, that's a good movie. Where's Tangway?
Yeah.
Are we gonna do? How many more reads are we going to have to listen to?
Poor Gary. Poor Gary. The only thing he does every day, he comes in and he reads another screenplay, just hoping some Hollywood person is going to buy it. You know?
How would you discover? Well, I was doing a show on WEI and they heard my read.
My big pipes.
And the other day he's writing something because Wiggy had some, you know, idiotic idea or whatever, and he's writing Wiggy into it. Wiggy's trying to act it out. It was like, wow. But you're not that far removed
from
where we're going to get to the point where if you start ridiculing short people, if that's going to be suspension for you.
Who's ridiculing short people?
You've been doing it the whole
You said we have no reason to live.
I wanted the song.
No, short you said the exact same song. Statement earlier Sean, in the program.
What?
That we had no reason to live. You said that.
So you can just quote songs and that's okay?
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's how it works. There's
Any
words said in rap songs that if I quote them,
I'm allowed to.
I will be gone.
I'm allowed to. You can't do it.
How
I
believe
that short people have no reason to live.
Okay.
That was edited.
Enough. Enough of the short people, okay? Should be ashamed of yourself. That's all I'm
Come on,
telling
let's
you
Cam
right
Newton
now.
This up.
Should be
let's
ashamed.
End with on a high note.
So Cam Newton, so it's funny because Andy and I were talking about this last week. We were both wondering, what the hell ever happened to 86 Nights?
Yeah. He promised it. It was coming.
He said it was. So today he released like a five and a half minute part of it where they're all sitting in a limo. Smoking cigars, including the driver. Okay, who was the dude next to him? Who was that?
His hype man, a really bad hype man,
bad hype man,
bad.
Terrible.
And
he
then
was
the
wrong about
and then
everything.
The driver and is smoking big stogies, and I'm sitting there going, God, you're doing it inside that limo that's probably worth how much? And if that is getting into the leather or whatever, and I like a good cigar every once in a while, but that is it's unbelievable.
And
but
does cigar smoke carry COVID? Because this was September 2020.
So I was just going to bring that up. So this was September 2020. He was in with two other guys in there, and they were not 6 feet apart.
No.
Correct?
No, not even close.
Okay.
No masks.
And so we're going to start this. We're just going to play a couple of clips from it. But this is amazing when you watch him play last year, and we all said the same thing. There's got to be something wrong with the shoulder. So he is explaining to the hype man that how he got injured, and apparently it was making a tackle, right, on an interception.
Yes.
That's what he claims he hurt his shoulder. But then he tells us how we're now going to see the new, healthier Cam. Listen.
You cannot undermine what I'm about to say. I'm healthy. The last time I've been healthy, it was that I can document. honestly, 2016 and 17. That's just a fact.
So we all said that. We all said that when he got here, because some people looked at it and said, well, the first two games in 2018, yeah, then he get hurt again. So he is admitting here the last time he was healthy was in 2016. Did anybody watch a quarterback last year that you thought was healthy?
Well, pre-COVID. First 2 weeks, he looked good. Ran the ball to victory. Threw the ball
against
Seattle.
The worst secondary in football other than the Jets.
Well,
he
if you're just
going to
counter every point I bring up, then I don't even know why I'm here.
Two Jets games and a Seattle game. Sorry, that's fact.
That's the worst thing he could have said. I'm actually amazed that he released this clip.
Today, why is he doing
released?
That?
Allow people to think you might have been hurt. It's your one out.
So I would say those are excuses people were making for him, even though there was no proof of it. Now he's admitting that he was the healthiest he has been since 2016-17.
Christian, is it possible that he released it? We know the date because the date is available on it. It's actually well produced. They did a pretty good job with it. It's September of 2020. Did he release it today thinking that it might be happening right now, that we're going to buy in that now he's finally healthy, that this was today?
I think they're just trying to get something out of you and I talked about it. They hyped it. If you watch this clip, there's production value. There's aerials of the city of Boston and all these cameras and editing. This was not just thrown together by some intern with an iPhone.
It was not.
This is a big. So there was an investment by somebody here. Maybe Cam. Maybe Cam self-funded, thinking this was going to be, big comeback year. He's with the Patriots. It's going to be successful. Then I can sell this. This is my Tom versus time. Mm-hmm. Now I got all this footage. Is there any way I can salvage something out of it?
To me, it's like I'm so done with it because it's just a vanity project.
It's on your show.
It's such a vanity project. It is.
You're going to talk to him in a couple weeks.
It doesn't make him look good.
No.
It doesn't make him look good at all. So who's giving him the advice that he needs? So I look and I go, if I'm the Patriots, I'm a little done with this. Like, I'm a little over this self-promotion project that you keep pushing down everybody's throat.
With no payoff.
With zero payoff.
Right.
So, okay, 86 nights. Okay, he probably thought, hey, listen, let's shoot this thing. If it's a success, okay, I look great. It's a redemption song, that whole thing. I'm back, baby. He wasn't back. He was terrible. And he wasn't hurt. Like, you admit it that. So you had the best case scenario. Okay, you didn't have all the practice in the world, right, because of COVID. But you did go through a long stretch where you had at least 8 games in a row where you were not interrupted at all. So you should have been getting better, and you were healthy. So what is the problem?
He stinks.
Yes, you stink. I think he wasn't intending for this to be the case, but it's almost like, hey, you admitted that you just stunk. Like you were when it was perfect and then everything, and if it wasn't the very first game was his best opportunity to surprise everybody, and he had a great game. The game plan worked, everything worked. Second game, okay, you go up against a Seattle defense who lost both their starting safeties and their number one rush end. Okay, and then Julian Edelman, oh, by the way, has the most receiving yards in the history of his career.
Right.
We all know that's an anomaly. That's an outlier. Then he plays against the Raiders. 2 games that the Raiders have, and then he sucks. He can't complete a first down on third down. He can't move the chains. The Raiders become the Raiders, and they end up winning that game. Then he gets COVID, and they change the whole game plan on him. They changed the playbook on him,
Stop
and then
it.
He never recovers.
Stop it. Stop Get off the highway, and his friends didn't, and then he couldn't catch up.
And you said you saw a video of him the other day or something like that where he looked big.
Do you guys not see how big he looks?
I didn't see this.
Is this on his gram?
Looks,
his
IG? He is massive.
I thought he was going to lose 20 pounds because he said at this
age
he had to go the other way.
He looks like, remember when Tebow gained all that weight to be a fullback / tight end the first time he tried to switch positions before he switched back?
When he was running in the rain, jacked.
Yeah,
look at me.
No shirt on, yeah.
Jesus. I think he's fully committed to being like that, just I'm going to run the ball, and that's the only way I'm going to save me.
And I think he's smart. Now, I didn't notice it. I just want to be clear. I didn't notice it at OTAs and minicamp. Like, he did not look just visually to me substantially larger, but I don't think it's a bad idea. His power running is his best attribute at this point.
Yeah.
And especially if you know, who was it? It was Ninkovich, right, who threw out the idea they're both going to be on the team and there's going to be a package for Cam, red zone, power runner. Makes sense. Put on a little weight, put on a little more bulk, run people over. The one thing I'll say, A, this video, had it been released last year before that game, people would have eaten it up.
Yeah.
There would have been. But why couldn't they re-edit it? If they followed him for a significant period of time, couldn't they have, like, re-edited it and massaged it into excuses? Well, like, why he sucked. He didn't get practice. Like, you could have edited it.
And I would say this. And again, how many times do we have to repeat this over and over? People like him.
Yes.
Okay, people like him. He sucked. And usually here in Boston, when an athlete sucks, people just destroy him. Okay, they don't want to see anything of him out in the field. This guy has had it easy. Now, COVID had something to do with it. There were no fans. We'll see how it goes this year. But people do like this guy. And yet, on this piece, the part of the documentary, he had to talk about the doubters and, of course, the haters.
It's almost like I got a secret to tell somebody. And I can't tell nobody. Because I feel so confident in this game coming up on Sunday, bro. That if I tell a, y'all ain't going to believe it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like we going in practice and we running the little Q runs and we running search and I'm scrambling. And they're like, yeah, all right, cool. And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, I'm looking at you. I'm like, bro, you really don't think I could do that, huh? And now it's like on game day, like, okay, here we go. And then when his jaws is dropped, I'm like, bruh, hey, come on, bro, it's me.
Yeah.
Y'all, man, look, don't believe all that bull that y'all heard.
Yeah.
I'm that.
Ooh.
I'm that in. They threw it out.
Wait, what game is this before?
I think the opener against the Dolphins.
September 2020. Yeah. That's
I believe. And he had a good game. He rushed for, 90 yards or something like that. They controlled the game. They played it on their terms.
Yep.
The whole bit. And that was pretty much the highlight of the season for him.
But why release it today?
I almost feel sorry for him now.
Yeah, I do too.
Like, sad. Like, he was all in that Superman was back. That MVP 86. Like, this was going to be his, like, reclamation, like reclaiming his spot in the NFL, and it just petered out.
Well, I think what is like irritating, I guess, is the fact that now the truth is out there, and he keeps kind of moving the goalposts as far as the reasons why. Yes. And now we hear that there were no reasons why.
This hour brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Summer Event. Well, they tell us that COVID is over, the emergency. Maybe in some parts of the country. But we've got performers out there who are suddenly transforming their songs to encourage everybody to go get vaccinated. We got one 90s rapper for you next.
Cam Newton's our quarterback. Yeah.
Time now for...
There you go.
See you later. I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last call.
You know, it's really about the end of it.
Our very, very best, you know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, stretch my thumb!
Where'd you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
Unfortunately, we're out of time for Last Call, brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We don't have much time, Spaz, so let's do it quickly here. How about Juvenile's 1999 hit, Back That Ass Up? Guess what? They have remixed it right now to encourage people to go get the vaccination.
Gotta go vaccinate, check, get it straight, check. Girl, you look good, want you vax that thing up. You's a handsome young brother, want you vax that thing up. Dating in real life, you need to vax that thing up. Feeling freaky all night, you need to vax that thing up.
Okay, hold on. I hate these artists that do this.
I think I'm gonna go get vaccinated again.
No, I hate these artists that do this.
Vax that ass up.
No, stop this vaccination stuff.
Vax that arm up.
Don't you remember your buddy Randy Newman did one of these parody songs? You don't remember the parody song he did?
Stay away from me. It was stay away from me.
Yeah.
Randy, I don't like you.
Small people. Stay away from me. Only
away
tall people.
From
I don't
me.
Like that.
Yeah. Can only come in the
room. Did you enter the Vax-a-Millions lottery?
I did not.
What? Of course I did.
Heck yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Did they announce a winner yet?
No, right?
No, the first one is later this month, and I think there's five, right?
Here's Randy Newman's song.
Yeah, at least four.
Stay away from me. Never keep your distance, please.
Glenn doesn't need the money.
This is awful.
Stay away from me. Words of love in times like these.
Boy, what a great voice, huh, Andy?
It's terrible. Be with you 24 hours
ago. It mumbles.
And why does it all sound like Toy Story?
All his songs sound the same.
He was the same guy.
They all sound the same.
Yeah. It sounds like Toy Story.
It sounds like I Love L.A.
And you blew it because we do not have time for Fitzy's COVID parody montage. So that's we're going to have to wait till Fitzy shows up on the show later on in the week, and we'll do it. Who's on tonight? Is Mutt back?
Mutt is back for a mini Mutt, kind of. It's a 6-2-8 experience leading you into Shohei Ohtani and the Home Run Derby.
Well, do me a favor. Before he starts bitching at us, just tell him that Spaz screwed him up and he's down to a minute and a half show, that mini Mutt show. All right, you're back here tomorrow again, or you are from vacation again tomorrow?
No, I'm good. I got to build up my
You're here tomorrow.
Draft? You're here. Draft tomorrow?
Oh, my God. You're here
it's
again tomorrow,
It's only funny
too.
The first time.
I know. Like, you have a line that you cross and then you get mad. And then you try to pick on little people.
It's a new audience. That's true. And don't pick on little people tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
Pick on someone your own size.
You know, it is going to turn on you guys.
Good night.
I'm being bullied.
I'm cashing in, baby.
Everybody leave the studio now. Stay safe out there.
Later tonight, it's the MLB Home Run Derby. It all kicks off at 8 on your exclusive home for Red Sox baseball.
WEEI.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here with the Bet River Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by Bet River Sportsbook, your hometown sportsbook. Wednesday night, game 4 of the Pro Basketball Finals. Phoenix, a 4-point dog to Milwaukee, plus 155.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.